I wish I would have started my podcast a long, 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 long time ago, because people come to me left and right from the podcast. They will very intentionally tell me, I'm here. I came from your podcast or this episode. And I know for a fact it's because they get to hear so much more, you know, than just an Instagram post. And I know I really shine with the podcast and the way I deliver my message. And so I booked multiple mastermind clients, like not even low ticket offers. I'm talking about people listen to one episode or maybe a couple. I know I have like my clients are ride or dies. They consume every episode the moment it drops. And a couple of episodes, they're ready to commit to high ticket, my mastermind.
Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. Today, I'm chatting with a very special guest, Isabella Ochoa, a business coach, mama of two, and an overall incredible human being. Bella and I worked together about 6 months, 7 months ago to launch her podcast in my VIP day container. Since then, she has seen amazing results, filling her office suite with clients directly from her podcast, deepening her relationship with her audience, and reducing the amount of time she spends on Instagram. Her story really, really is inspiring, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So let's head into today's episode. Welcome, Bella.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, away from your girls, to chat with us. Before we get into all the details, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about you, who you help, and how you help them?
Yes. So I am a business coach for moms, entrepreneurs who really want to build a profitable but life first business. You know, our business are not our babies, but we do get to have it all. And that's my biggest focus point when you come and work over here with me.
Yeah. No, I love that. And that is definitely one of my favorite parts about, you know, working with you, because you help mamas get the balance right. Like, you don't have to choose between being a mom and being a CEO. You get to have it all. I would love it if we could go back to the beginning. I've been in your world for a few years now, and I know you've wanted to start a podcast for a while. Has it been a couple years or a bit longer?
Yeah, I want to say it's been like 2 years, almost since the beginning when I was a business coach. It's always been there in the back of my mind, for sure.
So when you reached out to me last summer, you know, I like to call these like midnight moments. A lot of my clients have midnight moments. And because of time zones, I usually wake up with a Rosemary, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And that was very much the DM that I got from you. So why then? Why was that the right moment to finally get your show out into the world?
Well, I knew I wanted to do the podcast. I just knew that I always felt like it was just going to be so much work. And having worked with you closer, you know, as coaching you and all those things, I realized just how good you were at it. And I was like, you know what? I feel like Rose and her offer is just going to make it so much easier. And then I just realized, like, nope, I'm not going to wait another second. I need to just send her a message. I'm going to keep waiting. And I am so glad I did. Been one of the best decisions I've made in business, for sure.
Yay. I love to hear that. It's definitely one of the best decisions I made, but let's not digress. Did you have any like hesitation? So in those 2 years, was there anything that was kind of holding you back? I know we worked together. You're my coach for a period of time. And so it would have helped you to get like a bit of a inside peek, I guess, as to what, you know, support you can get, especially in my VIP days, which is quite unique. A lot of people take like a longer runway to launch a podcast. But before I came into your world and you into mine, what was kind of holding you back? Was there anything specific?
Yes. So the whole process itself, getting it up, running off the ground, it was almost like intimidating for me. And I was thinking that launching a podcast and the upkeep was just going to be so heavy and time consuming. And so it was one of those things of like, I want this, but it's going to be too hard. And it's so funny now because you made it so simple. But that's my biggest hesitation. It was, I wanted to do it, but it was just the fact of, I felt like it was going to be too time consuming. The process was going to be very hard. And it probably would have been if I tried to do it myself, honestly.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm not doing this.
So what was it? This is probably, it's been a few months since we worked together. So I might be asking you to dig deep into the recesses of your memory. But was there like any specific thing that I said about my VIP day offer that you thought, oh yeah, okay, this is it for me?
I felt like you made, like even before I even jumped in, it seemed very simple and structured. Almost, and I said this to you before, but it looked almost too good to be true in a way. Like the way you showed it and broke it down, the way even in, I think it was your sales page or on stories, just your framework, it just seemed, it made so much sense. And for me, simple is a non-negotiable. I need simple in my life. Like I can't do anything that's complicated. And so the way that you just really broke it down, the simplicity in it and your process alone is really what sold me.
Yeah, I'm allergic to complicated myself. Yes. So you're in good company. You're in good company. All right. So we kicked off. You sent me that message. We, you know, talked about start dates and we kicked off. I think it was in August or September last year. Mm-hmm. Was there anything from our time together that stood out the most? So you got the impression that the process was going to be simple. Was that your experience during the actual process?
Yep. So when I jumped in, I honestly was still expecting it to be, it was almost like, okay, yes, it looked, the structure and the process, it looked amazing. And then having jumped in, I still thought that it was going to be a little bit harder and there was still going to be a ton of work. And then coming in, it was almost like, is this it? Is that everything? Like you made so simple. Everything made sense. Questions were being answered before I could even, you know, get them through.
Yeah.
You're very intentional with the way you set up the VIP day where I couldn't even think of questions to ask because anything that I would have asked, it was like, no, I already answered this, Bella. And I would see that in our document together. The whole process itself was just perfection.
Oh, thank you. Way
to word it.
So a huge part of the process is only giving you the information that you need at that time. So even though it's a VIP day, right, it's spread across 2 weeks and you get pivotal information only when you need it. And so I've definitely got that feedback, like you said, Bella, about, you know, not feeling that overwhelmed, just having everything that you need, not really needing to ask questions. It's already laid out for you. All you've got to do is just do it, right? Yep. You've just got to take action.
Yes, overwhelmed for sure is what I thought I would feel.
Yeah.
But not at all.
Not at all.
Just a cake.
You talked about overwhelm is what you thought you would feel. So describe to me how you did feel like during our time. So it would have only been like a couple of weeks, but like, were there any like standout moments? I know thinking back for myself, I remember when you were like recording your launch episodes and you and your husband. Yeah, would just crack me up.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. But you shared with me that, you know, you'd re-recorded your episodes like so many times. And then your husband was like, can you just get on with it? Like, just do it. Was there anything that kind of came up for you in terms of creating the podcast itself that you felt supported with, other than the process and the resources? Was there anything else along those lines that you felt like Rosemary really supported me with this?
Yes. So I almost felt entering my podcast. I mean, I knew I had a vision for it, but I was thinking it had to be perfect almost. And doing those episodes, that's kind of the mentality I started off with, was I couldn't say this, or if I slip up my words, it's restart, restart, restart. And I remember, I think I plugged into Voxer with you, and it was kind of just that reminder of letting people see, like, this is almost your stage. I love that you say that this is your stage. And so it really allowed me to open up and say, you know what, okay, my podcast can be what I want. It can be my voice. This is my stage. And that really helped me. It made that process easier, because I want to say that was like the hardest part for me, was at first trying to record those episodes, but the clarity came of, this is my stage and my people are going to come and they want to listen to me. And so that really allowed me to open up and just, and now I batch out my content in my podcast episodes and one try, and it takes 20 minutes less.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah, I know. You are one of my star pupils.
I love it.
You just knock it out and you're ahead of the game, and you've stayed consistent since. I'm really, really proud of you. But yeah, I really want to kind of talk about, because what I love about working with you, either side, right? You as my coach, or, you know, me as your podcast coach and strategist, right? Is that you're just really fun. And that is very much part of your brand. And I think one of the things we talked about was, as you just said, it's your stage, feeling comfortable to be yourself. And so when you and I talked about your launch episodes, but more specifically around episode one, like, I've got a very specific like framework for those first three episodes. I really talk about and see them as being like your real estate. Like, we want to launch strong, because as you release more episodes, your audience, your new listeners, are going to come back to those first three episodes, right? And like, one day you just voxing me, was like, I think I'm just going to get my husband to interview me for episode one. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that is so on brand, because I know sometimes you share the girls as well, but you also share him on your stories. And so your audience really knows him. He's inadvertently, or maybe he is advertently, a part of your brand. And so I just thought that was a really brilliant idea. And I have never cracked up. Like, I was laughing. I was killing myself laughing, because these guys, y'all, like, this is how I know the conversation between the two of them, because your husband was like, girl, like, just you ask your question, and you were like, oh, should I? And the banter between the two of you was insane. And then by the time, you know, and I felt like I was almost in that room with you. And for that to be your first episode, and the feedback that you got from your audience when you launched was absolutely phenomenal. Like, why did you decide to go down that route? Because I will be honest, this was not my idea. This was all Bella, and I was totally behind it. And yeah, it worked really, really well.
I really wanted it to be personable. I really wanted people to see my heart, almost like see me in a different light when it came to my podcast. So that's something it's a big piece of my podcast, is they get to feel my heart, feel my love for the work I do, deeper than any Instagram post could ever do. Instagram story. And which is why I love my podcast so much. I'm so happy that I launched it. But my husband is my biggest supporter. So having him on the first episode just made sense. Like, even since the beginning, when I didn't, it's so funny, but prior, just to go off track a little bit, prior to starting my business, I tried so many different business ideas and they never stuck. But when I did this one, I again asked my husband, hey, can I invest $4,000 into this business, making nothing, like just starting off? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And so I wanted him to be a part of the first episode because he has just been such a big supporter. He really does help me navigate a lot of things in business. You know, whenever I'm having a bad day, he's there. And so it just felt right to have him be there and interview me first episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. And it's definitely formed part of my launch strategy for clients. Like, you know, I've got my client Bella, and I'm like, I link that episode because it's really, like you said, it's personable. He's a big part. He's a big supporter. And that's something that I talk about. I think a lot of women business owners think that they need to be prim and proper and professional on their podcast, especially when they're launched. But actually, I need you to see your podcast, as we talked about, as your stage. It's just an extension of how you would show up on Instagram stories, how you might show up in your email. Like, just show up, be yourself, be proud, and just do the damn thing. And that's what I was like, I was really proud of you for leaning into that, because that's not an approach that I see often, especially when someone is starting out. Let us talk about your results, because girl, you have killed it. I do want to say though that I can't remember, it might have been like 2022, and you were doing all these mini trainings in Instagram stories, and I remember and I was like, Bella, and I messaged you, didn't I? I was like, Bella, you need a podcast. Are you going to start a podcast? Like, you need a podcast, because I don't have time to be swiping through all these minutes. Like, this should be in a 15-minute podcast episode. And so when you reached out, I felt really honored, but also super, super, super excited, because I knew how potent your message is. And once you start talking about, you know, the things that you talk about and how you help your clients, like, you are off to the races. With that being said, I would love if you could share more about, you know, what's happened, how the podcast has supported your business growth, maybe even your own personal growth. It's been about 6 months. Yeah, about 6 months since we launched. So tell us all the things. What's happened in those 6 months?
It feels like yesterday that I launched the podcast. Honestly, I can't believe it's been 6 months. So wow, where to begin? So results have been insane. I wish I would have started my podcast a long, 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 long time ago, because people come to me left and right from the podcast. They will very intentionally tell me, I'm here, I came from your podcast or this episode. And I know for a fact it's because they get to hear so much more, and, you know, than just an Instagram post. And I know I really shine with the podcast and the way I deliver my message. And so I booked multiple mastermind clients, like not even low ticket offers. I'm talking about people listen to one episode or maybe a couple. I know I have, like, my clients are ride or dies. They consume every episode the moment it drops, and a couple of episodes, they're ready to commit to high ticket, my mastermind, continuously getting new people into my low ticket, my freebie. And then they're being upsold into my other, you know, they're wanting to stay. And I know it's because of the community and connection that I make with them through my podcast that I know I wouldn't be able to do as strongly in an Instagram post or in an Instagram story, like you said.
I know in the first 30 days of your launch, I remember we had like a DM conversation and you'd lost track. You were like at least 10 people in those first 30 days. But I think that was that into your membership?
It was a mix into the membership. And then I even booked 2 one-on-one clients.
Wow. And were they kind of lurking or were they brand new?
One was brand spanking new. Wow. So I had someone share my podcast to my stories, to their stories. And this person is very well known in the industry. And so from that, she followed me, consumed the podcast. I think I only had like less than 10 for sure. It was less than 5, I think.
Less than 5,
I want to say like 5 or 6. And she messaged me and she said, you know, your podcast was really good. This episode really stood out to me. I can't remember what episode it was. And then she said, you know, do you offer one-on-one? And I'm actually about to wrap up. So 6 months, her 6 month container, and she's re-signing. So it's amazing.
How did that feel in that moment? Because, you know, I think a lot of people don't believe it to be true that you can, you know, convert from your podcast. Like, there's no mystery pill. You just need a strategy. You need to be really, like, good. You need to know who you're talking to, all the things, right? And so for that to have happened so quickly, like, did you have a, oh, crap. Like, this is really happening moment.
I remember the moment. Yep. When it was this client specifically, that message for my high ticket offer, which this is a can I say the number? It's a 20K container.
Yeah.
And so when that happened, I was sitting there and just in disbelief almost of what? Like, I wanted this podcast. And I remember telling you, like, I want this podcast just for a place for people to connect with me deeper. I didn't want conversions from the podcast. You did it. I was expecting it.
Stop it, Bella. Stop it.
Yes. I remember your conversation with you. I was like, I didn't think I was going to get conversions from this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't think it was going to happen the way it did. And insane.
Yeah.
Insane the conversions that my conversions have been through the roof since doing this podcast, for sure.
Yeah, no, I do remember that conversation. Crazy. And, you know, I started working, being on the other side. It's one thing being coached by you, but, you know, when the tables have turned and I'm on the other side, helping you, supporting you, coaching you with your podcast, I was like, this podcast is going to take off. So when you know, message me and you're like, I've actually lost track. I was like, girl, I'm going to need you to keep track so that I know
like, what I need you're you to keep track.
But it just shows you, like, you have, like, a lower ticket. Like, your membership is, what is it, 1,000 a year? Or is it one-off?
So yeah, we have the membership. It's the $77 per month.
Right.
And then we have the mastermind that's, it's in the works right now, but it's going to be, you know, 800 to 1,000 a month.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so, and then you have like the one-to-one, which is very mm-hmm. high ticket, and you are converting people into each one of those offers. Like, they weren't just going to one offer. Like, would you say that they kind of, so the podcast helped them, you know, to make that decision. They reached out, and then the only conversations you were having, the DMs, were around what was the best offer for them, or did they kind of already know?
Yeah, a couple of them were, you know, we needed to have a conversation, but some of them were just like, I know what I want.
Yeah.
I know what I want, and I know I want you, which I know comes from the podcast. And them getting to, you know, I feel like it's almost I really shine with the way I coach my clients. And I feel like I've always had a hard time reflecting that in an Instagram post, how good I am. And I feel like the podcast allows me to just shine in just shine in general of how good I am at what I do.
Absolutely. I always talk about how the podcast amplifies. Right. So I've always thought that you shined on Instagram story. So it's interesting that you said that, but you add a podcast, which is why I messaged you. And I was like, can you just start a podcast? Because I knew that would just blow up your message, because there's something so potent, so intimate about someone just, you know, taking you as part of their day. Like you said, that your ride and dies, the episode drops and they listen that day. Like, that's not the case for everyone. And so that's something really, really special. And I'm so, so very happy that you started your podcast, because I just feel like you were meant to be behind the mic. So we talked about the conversions piece. Has the podcast affected or impacted other parts of your business? So do you feel as though that you can show up less on social media? Like, talk to me about that piece.
I don't post nearly as much as content anymore, just because the podcast has taken a lot of the heavy lifting as well as visibility. So I had, I used to do lead gen. I've even outsourced it, and I've even done it myself, which is either a price investment or time investment, which are both very, very big, especially my time. That's everything to me. And I no longer do that. Because my podcast, I simply say, share the podcast to your stories. Every once in a while, I'll give a one-on-one away. Pick one winner. Yeah. And people are sharing it left and right. And it is bringing new eyes into my business at all times. So it has saved me time. It has saved me money.
Yes. Sure. I want to touch on that, actually, because you had a pretty dialed in community before you started your podcast. But I feel as though, and tell me if you agree, I feel like the podcast has brought them even closer to you, and people who are new to your world get to know you like that, in an instant,
snap of a finger.
So when I thought, obviously we did a giveaway as part of your launch, but I keep track of my clients, and I started to see that you were doing it on a monthly basis, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Like, clearly people are going to want to work with you, and so the best way to promote your podcast is to get your community to promote it for you. So I'd love to kind of just chat about how did that, because that has not been one of my strategies. So how did that idea come about for you, and how have you found it?
So I've always known the power. You know, I embody the five face framework I use in my blueprint. And one of them is visibility. I do a visibility move every single day. And so before it was either I'm doing the lead gen or I'm outsourcing it, or there's other ways to get visible, networking, collabing. And so little ways that I would do it before is if someone would jump into my containers, automatically I tell them, look, if you share this banner to your stories and tag me, you can win, you know, this free bonus or free resource. So I looked at it in the same light with this podcast. And I said, okay, if I can leverage this visibility, how can I get people to want to share it on their stories? Well, I prompt them in every episode. So that's kind of just how the strategy came to life, was just prompt them and give them an incentive, you know, once a month or once every 2 weeks.
Brilliant. It's such a brilliant strategy. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. So to wrap up, to the woman CEO, the aspiring thought leader who is listening to this episode right now and, like yourself, has been thinking about starting her podcast for a while, what would you say to her?
I would say do it now. You're going to wish you did it sooner. It'll be the best decision you ever make. It's going to allow people to really see how good you are at what you do. It is going to, it's almost like it does everything for you. It will get you visible. It will nurture and it will make conversions for you. And it's exciting. It's fun. With Rose, it is fun and simple. Okay. Maybe without Rose, it might be a little harder. I don't know, because I never had to do launch a podcast by myself. But the process will be simple. It will be exciting. And yeah, it'll be the best decision you could make, honestly, in business.
Amazing. Thank you so, so much, Bella. Before we go, let us know how people can find you and how they can work with you as well.
Okay, so you can find me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella. And right now you can work with me in my sales membership. There's lots of options. I have a little bit of everything, but just come be a part of the community. We have fun over here. Business is exciting and simple over here with me.
100%. And Bella gives the most. Like, I'm in your membership. I'm in a couple of things. I don't even know what I'm in, but I just know I show up, I ask questions, you know, we are over in Slack now as well, which is brilliant. Yeah, you just give so much to your community. Thank you so much for giving us your time, and we will speak soon.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.